right, we're going to get busy here. Time for American Radio, 90.3 WHPC, WHPC HD. I'm Tom Ryan, your host for the next hour, if you're willing to stay with us. And my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales Ryan, here as well, of course, as always. And we're doing what we always do. I've been trying to salvage albums. I made it like a purpose of my life, pretty much. Well, a good portion of my life has been dedicated to listening to music from albums. And in my era, it was vinyl, but I'm not necessarily talking about vinyl. I'm talking about a collection of songs, any format that you're interested in. I just think that that's a great way for artists to let themselves be known, to make a statement that's longer than 3 or 4 minutes, and also to get a good idea about the different stylized or styles that they're capable of performing. So that's what this has been about. And we have two lists, the top 500 of the top 40 and the alternative top 40, which is also 500 albums. So we're looking to play for 1,000 albums in this before the series is done. Pretty close to the midpoint now, actually. We're a little bit more than halfway through the top 500, and we're approaching the midpoint of the alternative top 40. In fact, today's album is number 220 in that chronological list, going up to 500. And that puts us in the month of August 1976, which means that this year, this album will be celebrating its 50th birthday. And it's really funny, I think. This is another album that didn't chart at all in America, which is, you know, we have an awful lot of the alternative albums that did not chart. And at some point, it seems kind of crazy to me to think that all these albums didn't chart, and yet so many of them are also incredibly popular. Like this album that we're going to be playing today has been on the 500 greatest albums list of all time, not just by me, but by Rolling Stone magazine and a number of other places, like 1,000 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die and all that stuff. This is one of those albums. The group that we're going to feature today is The Modern Lovers, and that's also the name of the album. So, I mentioned that this came out in the mid-70s. Now, at some point in the mid-70s, rock and roll turned on itself. It became its own worst enemy, in a sense, but fragmenting into dozens of complex hybrids of what it used to be. It had become the domain of the professional musician, featuring players and singers with superhuman abilities, and it aimed above the head of the average teenager. Now, naturally, a backlash started to foment, which gave rise to bands like the Ramones and the Modern Lovers. Jonathan Richman was something to behold in 1976, sort of an anti-front man whose style bordered on what would come to be known as outsider music. His lyrics were naive and full of juvenile yearning, while his nasally vocal style was light years apart from the refined professional style that had become prevalent in the 70s. So as such, it would have been easy to dismiss the Modern Lovers, but you'd be wrong to confuse naivete with ineptitude. Here, the Kiss philosophy prevails, as in Keep It Simple, Stupid. It was counterintuitive and unfashionable to break things down to terms that were not only simple, but also genuine. These guys stumbled on the formula while they were teenagers, growing up in the suburbs of the post-60s Boston. In 1972 or 73, among the milieu of heavy progressive rock, they were in the basement garage doing this, what we're going to play today. A little-known fact about this record is that the band recorded most of it years before its 1976 release. By the time the Modern Lovers hit the streets, meaning the album itself, the band had been apart for over 2 years. So the album consists, really, of a collection of demos that were made years earlier, 71 and 72 to be exact, which is incredible. The Modern Lovers were like the street rats of rock and roll, sucking up the muck of recent rock and roll history and unwittingly steering it back toward the inevitable. These songs mark a deliberate return to teenage concerns by capturing the raw energy of the Velvet Underground, but applying it to simple teen angst in lieu of art-damaged sex and drug addiction like contemporary rock and roll in 1976 seemed to be about. For an audience exhausted by Emerson, Lake and Palmer or Genesis, it conveyed a relatable innocence. Most people hated it, I'll admit that, but more than a few recognized it for what it was. The Modern Lovers is an art project built without any sense of self-conscious pretense, one that challenged the mainstream. Yet, Richmond is a bit of a poser, I'll admit, but he's a pretend poser. He's acting out a self-confident, self-image fantasy, allowing himself a slight rock and roll swagger. It's the voice of an honest savant with a cool rock and roll band that wants you to dance. I mean, hell, even the Ramones wanted you to dance. They put out their record already. We covered that about maybe a month ago, 2 months ago. A few things do bug me about the record, and there are more than a few, like, WTF moments that I have. Like, for instance, there's one song where he spells the word girlfriend, and he spells it G-I-R-L-F-R-E-N. Is that just to make it fit? Or to rhyme, or to be clever. And his alleged passion for the girl in the song Hospital that we're going to play is thoroughly unconvincing, although that is probably the point when you think about it. We'll get there. And the song Pablo Picasso takes a great idea and beats it into the ground. But taken as a whole, these are minor complaints. The opening track, Roadrunner, is an absolutely unbeatable celebration of getting a driver's license. She Cracked is a positive statement about a breakup, as one could expect from an anxious teenager. And Someone I Care About is almost giddy as it weighs the possibility of finding her replacement. All the while, the band plays with gleeful, contagious energy. The Modern Lovers stood rock and roll on its head. And nobody cared in 1971 and 72. But when it came out in 1976, it really became influential. In the process, it helped to revive rock and roll. Incidentally, two members of this band would go on to become quite famous as founding members of The Cars, because the drummer, David Robinson, eventually would be in The Cars, and The Talking Heads. The piano player is Jerry Harrison, who got in The Talking Heads. So, what can I say? Well done, boys. Congratulations. This is what they were like in the early years. I told you that the lead-off track is a killer. This is Roadrunner.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
great. That was produced by John Cale. Half of this album was produced by John Cale. And it's just such a, it was just so great to see rock and roll get turned on its head. And it was like, once again, like singing to teenagers who really just wanted to feel a bit rebellious and get, you know, keep it simple. You know, it's just awesome because there was a problem in that. You can tell by the way the things we've been playing in 1976, how it's just so strange and different. All the different albums that were beginning to come out, including the Brazilian ones. I mean, music was complex in 1976. So this was showing that there was a turn. I'm going to play this a lot. This album is actually relatively long, so I'm going to be able to play more music than words, which is probably a good thing. So we'll play two tracks back to back. The first up is a song called Astral Plane, and we'll follow that with Old World.
Tonight I'm all alone in my room. I'll go insane if you won't sleep with me. I'll still be with you. I'm gonna meet you on the Astral Plane. The Astral Plane for dark at night. The Astral Plane. Or I'll go insane. Well, I don't see you and it's getting dark. Today we should have gone to a Central Park. Well, doubt you want to see me ever again. If not, I'll meet you on the astral plane. Astral plane for late at night. The astral plane. Or I'd go insane. From other lives, I want to see you today, but I'll prove my knowledge of what's inside when I intercept you on the astral plane. The astral plane for late at night. The astral plane, or I'll go insane. Getting dark, I'd have a lot to say, but you're not the one that I can say it to, at least not today. Oh, well, I don't remember it afterwards. I don't yet know the word, but I know we've been together just this week. We've been together on the astral plane. The astral. Well, tonight I'm all alone in my room. I'll go insane if you wanna sleep with me. I'll still be with you. Gonna meet you on the astral plane. Astral plane for dark at night. Astral plane, or I'd go. All right.
I say old world, I say old world, I say. Well, I see the 50s apartment house, bleak in the morning sun, but I still love the 50s, and I still love the old world. I wanna keep my place in the old world, I keep my place in the arcane, 'cause I still have parents, and I still love the old world. All right. Apartment house, it's bleak in the 1970s sun, but I still love the 50s, and I still love the old world. I wanna keep my place in this old world, keep my place in the arcane knowledge, and still love the 50s, and still love the old world. All right, now we say bye-bye, old world. Gotta help the new world. Oh, bye-bye.
Two songs where he basically has to let you know that he's like gonna end the song. I said bye bye. He did it on Roadrunner too. I mentioned the band members, the famous ones, but I did skip one of the names, and I felt bad about that. I should mention that Ernie Brooks was the fourth member of the band, and he never got as famous as the other guys, but. He did play with a lot of, you know, well-known musicians, Elliot Murphy, David Johansen, Jeff Buckley, Matthew Sweet, etc. So, yeah, I mean, just figure that's the band all rounded out. And for the next track, I want to mention, I was having a conversation, Heidi and I, with Bill Horan. Bill, as you, I hope you know, does a fabulous show here on WHPC on, I believe it's on Mondays at 3. It's called Secrets of Success. And we were talking, I guess it's because I was thinking about this album, and we're talking about the what it means to be cool. And this song is pretty much exactly about that. I think that it's pretty obvious that Jonathan Richmond did not necessarily feel as though he was with the coolest group of kids. And he does his best to more or less make up for that with this album. But he makes a point of it by saying, you know what? You know who was always cool? Pablo Picasso. He could get away with anything. So this song more or less covers that as a topic. Here then, we got to edit it a little bit, but here's Pablo Picasso.
Staring so Pablo Picasso was never called an ass. Picasso never got called an ass, not like you. All right. Well, he was only 5'3", but girls could not resist the stare. Pablo Picasso never got called an ass, not in New York. Picasso was never called.
Song cracks me up. I don't know if you're a David Bowie fan or if you maybe you don't know this, but Bowie recorded a version of that, a very credible version of that. He just did it straight the way that Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers did it. Anyway, the next song we're going to play is the first song that we're going to hear that was not produced by John Cale in California. It was recorded in Boston. Maybe we'll play two back to back. I love this song. The first one up is called I'm Straight, which is, again, it's going totally against the rock and roll aesthetic about everybody was basically, it seemed like rock and roll was almost like soliciting drugs for a while. Jonathan Richman goes the exact opposite direction. He's straight. And then we'll let that segue into Dignified and Old.
I called this number 3 times already today, but I got scared. I put it back in place. I put my phone back in place. I still don't know if I should have called up. Look, just tell me, why don't you? If I'm out of place. 'Cause here's your chance to make me feel awkward and wish that I had never even called up this place. I saw you though today walk by with Hippie Johnny. I had to call up and say how I wanna take his place. So this phone call today concerns Hippie Johnny. He's always stoned. He's never straight. I saw you today, you know, walk by with Hippie Johnny. Look, I had to call up and say I wanna take his place. See, he's stoned, Hippie Johnny. Now get this, I'm straight and I want to take his place. Now look, I like him too. I like Hippie Johnny. But I'm straight and I want to take his. I said I'm straight. I said I'm straight. Well, I'm straight, and I want to take his place. Now, I've watched you walk around here. I've watched you meet boyfriends, I know, and you tell me how they're deep. Look, but I think if these guys, if they're really so great, tell me why can't they at least take this place and take it straight? Why always stoned like Hippie Johnny's? I'm straight and I want to take his place. I'm certainly not stoned like Hippie Johnny is. I'm straight, but I want to take his place. I said I'm straight. I said I'm straight.
Listening to WHPC, WHPC HD, Garden City, New York.
My telephone never rings. She never called me. I hate myself today, but I can see through this bitterness and sadness, so I won't die. Someday I think I'll be dignified and old. Well, my friends say I deceive myself, and that I contradict myself, and I can't say if they're right, but I'm not ashamed. Oh, I can take a challenge, and so I won't die. Someday I'll be dignified and old. I know, and I say, hey. I'm gonna say it.
mountain. My glory is to stand on the mountain, and the sunshine, she's dead and I cry. But I can see through this death and sadness, and so I won't die now. Someday I want to be dignified and old. Well, now see the desert. I sit all alone in the desert, and no girl understands me. But I can see through this bleakness, the gray and sadness, and well, I won't die now. Someday I'll be dignified and old. And I say, hey, you don't die now. Someday we'll be dignified and old together.
I believe he got his wish on that one, considering that he's 50 years older now than he was when he recorded this album. Actually, 55 years older, because this was recorded, as I said, around 71, 72. It took 4 years for them to put it together as a demo album, and that's why it really didn't sell well. But once punk took over and everybody realized how influential people were, like how much people were influenced by it, it began to catch on. The thing to that I always gets me, though, is how he has that unbelievably totally congested sound. He sounds like a boy. And he really liked to keep his music very, very simple, almost childlike, as you can tell. And it got even more intense as he got older. The band eventually broke up because he tried to slow his songs down, make them quieter, more like folk songs than rock and roll. Everybody likes the rock and roll wild side of it, though. I'm going to play the next two songs, which would have been on side two of the album, back to back, because to me they seem like sort of related. First up is a song called She Cracked, and we'll follow that by Hospital.
Well, she was sensitive. She understood me. She understood the European things. From 1943, but she does all these things that I can't stand. I get you if she stays with another man. She cried, I'm sad, but I won't. Oh, she cried, I'm hurt, you're right. Oh, well, she cried, I
get out of the hospital. Let me back into your life. I can't stand what you do. I'm in love with your eyes. And when you get out of the dating bar, I'll be here to get back into your life. I can't stand what you do. I'm in love with your eyes. Oh, I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, that I'm involved with you. But I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. I go to bakeries all day long. There's a lack of sweetness in my life, and there is pain inside. You can see it in my eyes. Oh, there is pain inside. You can see it in my eyes. It makes me think about me, that I've lost my pride. But I'm in love with this power that resides in your eyes. Oh. You live in modern apartments. Well, I even got scared once or twice. Last time I walked down your street, there were tears in my eyes. Well, now these streets, we all know, they help us cry when we're alone late at night. Don't you love them too? That where you got your eyes. Oh, and I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, how I'm involved with you. But I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. Now, your world is beautiful. I'll take the subway to your suburb sometime. I'll seek out the things that must have been magic to your little girl mind. As a little girl, you must have been magic. I still get jealous of your old boyfriends in the suburbs sometimes. And when I walk down your street, probably be tears in my eyes. I knew it would happen. I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, that I'm involved with you. But I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. So, when you get out of the hospital, can't stand what you do, but I'm in love with your eyes.
something about that song, it makes me, it reminds me of like a childlike version of Lou Reed, sort of, if that makes any sense at all. And it's not that far of a reach, because when he was younger, as a kid, he spent a lot of time with the Velvet Underground. He was one of those guys that they took him in, and they was like, he'd be backstage with them and everything. So you can only imagine what he was seeing as a teenager, hanging out with Lou Reed and John Cale and all that. They were friends. But so that's maybe where some of that came from. All right, let's play another pair of songs while we can. We'll start off with Someone I Care About and Girlfriend. Similar topics, I guess, without the hospital part.
In Boston, well, first I'd go to the room where they keep the season. But if I had one more side, a girlfriend, well, then I could look through the paintings. I could look right through them, because I'd have found something I understand.
have my heart in my hand. I understand a girlfriend. Oh, that's
fun fact about Jonathan Richman. He was good friends with Graham Parsons, if you could believe that. And the day before Graham Parsons died, they played miniature golf together and they discussed making music together, which I can't fathom. I can't see those two together. But we've got two more tracks to play. We'll leave you with that. The first track we're going to play now is Modern World, and the last track is Government Center. Thanks, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the album as much as we enjoyed playing it.
Share the modern world with me.
Cause I'm in love with the USA now. I'm in love with the modern world now. Put down the cigarette
and drop out of BU. Alright. Out in the afternoon, out in the airplane, we'll share a modern love under suburban rain.
And be in love with the USA now. Be in love with the modern world now. Put down the cigarette and act like a true girl. Oh.
Dying. Stop all this weak stuff and drop out of BU.
We'll be in love with the USA, yeah. Be in love with the modern world now. Put down the cigarette and drop out of high school.
Oh, that's right.
like a true girl. Well, listen. Well, the modern world is not so bad. Not like the students say. In fact, I'd be in heaven if you'd share the modern world with me. The modern world with me.
Do rock and roll. That's right. Who's that feeling we have inside? We're going.